Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Tame My Tongue by Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Proverbs 12:18. I used to be reckless. After years of being bullied in middle school for my height, my looks, and my high-pitched voice, I learned that my greatest weapon was my voice. I could stab with sarcasm and punch with passive-aggressiveness. Left on my own devices, I could cause more damage with just a few words than most could cause with a fistfight. I'd become so good at being clever, before long I was no longer fun to bully. Unfortunately, my quick tongue didn't end on the school playground. I carried this witty humor into the marketplace, my marriage, motherhood, and ministry. Without my tongue being tamed, I caused many tears and hurt others for a good laugh. I'd become the bully and the torturer through the power of my words. The Bible speaks of the damage the tongue can cause. Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." There's simply no way around it. We can use our tongues to build, or we can use them to curse. We can use them to discourage or encourage. Our mouths can bring truth or torment. In James, the effect of the tongue is described as a spark that can create a wildfire. If we aren't careful, one poor choice of words can lead to many more and leave many damaged. We see this so often with gossip, slander, belittling others, and bullying. I believe as Christians, failure to properly use our tongue is a grave sin. When we purposely sow discord, making hurtful remarks, or choose to glory in having no filter, this is the opposite of the love God has called us to walk in. Yet walking in love is the mark of a Christian. Jesus said it like this: "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." John 13:35. I can admit that during my time of being reckless with my words, I was no longer showing love. Even more so, it'd be fair to say my tongue didn't reflect the heart of God I served. Today, the Lord wants to challenge us to use words to encourage, uplift, restore, applaud, appreciate, and honor one another. Our tongues can bring life and help remind people of how good God really is. So may we never get so overwhelmed, irritated, or angry that we forget the power of using our words to bring hope and healing. Let's pray. Lord, I ask that you forgive me for every time I've dishonored you and those you've created with my words. God, I ask that you alert me when I'm being hurtful. Show me how to use my mouth to bless and not curse. Teach me how to love people well and help them to know who you are. May my mouth be filled with testimonies, grace, and compassion. I thank you for your patience with me and ask that you would give me wisdom on when to speak and when to be silent. I thank you for your mercy toward me in this area. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.